state television in Libya claims to have taken back control in the city of Zawiya as President Obama meets with senior advisors today to outline a response. But what are other countries doing? Let's start here. Jonathan Marcus is diplomatic correspondent for the BBC. And Jonathan, first, what do we make of a report today that a member of the Libyan military has flown to Cairo with a message from Muammar Gaddafi to the Egyptian army?
It's very hard to know. I mean, clearly, the eastern part of Libya has always looked towards Egypt. The Egyptian military is clearly very concerned about what's going on over its western border and probably doesn't have a great deal of enthusiasm for Colonel Gaddafi himself. Whether the Libyan leader is trying to negotiate some kind of escape route, whether he's concerned perhaps about Egyptian assistance maybe to opposition forces, we simply don't know. But it's yet another bizarre twist in what has been a story with already a large number of rather bizarre events.
What is going on in the rest of the Arab world? Was there a thinking? We remember early on, Saudi Arabia said, no worries, we can step in and provide any oil from Libya in the short term. But was there a sense perhaps in the Arab world that this would be over sooner rather than later? And now they're realizing maybe that's not the course.
I think, to be honest, if you look at the international response as a whole to events in Libya, I think there was a very strong sense that Colonel Gaddafi's regime was on the way out. Now, clearly, events haven't unfolded quite as people expected, or at least certainly not yet. What we have seen in the region is groups like the Gulf Cooperation Council, an important regional grouping, coming out very strongly in favour of a no-fly zone. We've seen Libya expelled from the Arab League. Now, is that a sign that there is a new Middle East? I wouldn't say necessarily it is. Many of those governments who condemned Colonel Gaddafi are not tremendously democratic themselves. A comparison could be made to the way in which many Arab states backed Western military intervention against Iraq to free Kuwait. Colonel Gaddafi is seen as a maverick, as somebody who has in many times perhaps overstepped the mark. And this is an opportunity perhaps seen by many in the region to get rid of a very troublesome and indeed meddlesome neighbor.
Well, today the Arab League's envoy to the U.S. Said that regarding a no-fly zone, I would think that within a week something might have to be enforced. So there's a comment there. What about Turkey, though? Rising economic power in this region.
Well, Turkey is an interesting case. Turkey is often seen as the sort of poster child of democratic change for a Muslim country. In recent years, it's seen itself very much as an intermediary or an arbitrator of sorts. We've seen that in the situation between Israel and Syria. We've seen it over Iran's nuclear program. And it might be interesting to see whether the Turks might try and play a similar role here. They have an interesting role because, of course, they are also a NATO member. It's also intriguing that Colonel Gaddafi has given an interview to Turkish television where he's railed against the idea of a no-fly zone and bizarrely perhaps said he would rather welcome it because, as he put it, it would show that essentially what the outside powers are after is dismembering Libya and getting hold of its oil.
And just briefly, Italy. Initially, Berlusconi was somewhat supportive of Gaddafi. That's shifted. Italian bases would be key to any military operation that might happen. What are we hearing from Italy?
Italians, I think, are relatively quiet, not least because Italy is the country that is most tied to Libya in economic terms. Italy, of course, is the former colonial power in Libya, which in a sense, there's a lot of historical baggage there as well. I mean, looking at the Europeans across the board, it's not their finest hour in diplomatic terms. I think the French committed an own goal early on in the Arab democratic struggle by their links with the former Tunisian regime. Their foreign minister had to resign. French foreign policy has been in turmoil pretty much ever since. The British, in contrast, have been very much out in the vanguard, very strongly condemning the Libyans, very much ahead of the mood that was coming out even in Washington. So it's going to be interesting as we have a number of key meetings of EU leaders over the coming days and, of course, NATO defence ministers as well, where Libya, both in terms of its civil aspects, humanitarian, refugee crisis, the future of the country, and, of course, also crucially, this no-fly zone and what perhaps military measures might be taken. All of those are going to be very much at the top of the agenda in the meetings over the coming days.
Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for the BBC. Thank you.
Thank you.